the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the BizTalk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is BizTalk.
I will be your host today. My co-host, Mr. Tony Bush, is, as always, on the road. He decided to head south. I guess he found out something that we didn't know about, but he's down in Alabama right now. So anyway, we will be taking the show through today. As I said, I'm Randy Melzer. I have a guest host with me, and that's John Burns. John's one of our SCORE mentors. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And happy to have you with us. John, you've been with SCORE how long?
A little over 3 years.
Okay, and your specialty?
Specialty is a little bit of everything, because that's basically what running a business is about. But the bulk of my experience had been in transportation, logistics, and warehousing, and pretty much anything and everything that has to do with running and growing a business.
Super. You know, John's been one of our outstanding mentors. And so, again, if you have any neat things that you are looking for as far as getting your business started and so on, please, we'd be happy to work with you at SCORE. And our mentoring is free. I'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But right now, what I want to do is get to our guest for the day. And our guest is Eric Anderson. Eric is from Stuck's Pizza here in the Valley, a family home-owned organization. Eric, very glad to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How wanted to just follow a little bit, find out a little bit about your background, what you bring to the organization, and how you got organized with Stuck. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got here.
Gotcha. Well, Eric Anderson is my name. Born and raised here in Appleton. Grew up, went to Edison Elementary, North High School. Didn't really have a business interest when I first started getting into the workforce, but I worked at Stuck's Pizza when I was 14 years old. That was my first job. Kind of worked my years in high school there, enjoyed the job. And then as I, you know, exited high school, I started getting into management, and I was kind of managing the restaurant at the same time as going to college, trying to work on a chemistry degree. And eventually kind of got to a crux in my life where I had a couple different decisions. I could either, you know, continue to pursue my college degree and go off into that professional field, or I had another option that kind of opened up as I managed the restaurant. The previous owners were starting to look for someone to take over the restaurant. They were getting a little bit older in their years and getting tired of running the restaurant, and I kind of was the shining star at the moment, so they approached me and said, hey, how would you like to take over our restaurant sometime down the road?
So you're not a family member as such of the Stuck's family?
Correct. Okay. I'm an outsider.
Okay. So that's again, some of those transitions like that, that's kind of an unusual situation.
Yeah. I did grow up in the business, so I did feel part of the family mm-hmm. at that point.
How long did you work for them before you actually took it on?
Full 10 years. Ten years.
Okay. And, of course, the background of the Stuck's has been there how long?
Stuck's itself has been in the Appleton area about 24 years at this point, but the restaurant itself is actually 30, 40 years old.
Okay.
It got its start way down in McHenry, Illinois.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they moved up here, and you started mm-hmm. then about 10 years ago? Was with them for 10 years. How long have you actually been running the restaurant?
About 22 now. 22. Personally running the restaurant, about 11 years at this point.
Okay,
so altogether about 20, 21, 22.
Great, John.
Yeah, a question I have for people that buy an existing business is, it, in your mind, at some point, did you think, well, maybe I'll start my own restaurant? And then in that regard, why did you pick this option?
No, actually, I never thought I would start my own restaurant. I picked this option. It was a successful business. That was the first thing I looked at. Stuck's Pizza was a household name here in Appleton area. Everyone who I ever came across said, you know, oh yeah, we love Stuck's. You bring it up. It's one of those restaurants that people have memories with. So when I saw that, and then I had the opportunity to carry that forward, that's really what made my decision. You know, I was becoming a part of the city, not just creating another business.
Now, did you have a family at that point? Was the family part of that decision process?
No, I was single. I was 23 at the time.
Okay.
But I do have a family now. So.
All right. And when you started, of course, the single location,
mm-hmm.
that was here on College Avenue?
Yeah, it was on College.
What is the address there?
110 North Douglas Street.
Okay.
The corner of College and Douglas.
Okay. And now you have a second location.
Correct, yeah. Out in Neenah. The address is 1395 West American Drive. So okay. It's right over in that. They're building a new Community First over there.
Right. It's all going on that intersection mm-hmm. there. Finally, it's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's very exciting to see.
And for people to get in contact with Stux, what's the phone number?
If you want to get a hold of us at the Appleton shop, it's 735-9272, or the Neenah restaurant is 725-2215, and we start taking orders at 10 in the morning.
Okay, and as you said, you took this over from the family. In that transition, were there some, let's just talk a couple things, we'll go into more depth later, but just some of the more interesting things that occurred, because that's an unusual step.
Mm-hmm.
How did that all kind of work itself out?
Oh, geez. It was very organic, I'll put it that way. Working for the previous owners for the 10 years that I did and managing with them, I was handpicked. They primed me for 10 years. I learned their ways of running the business. So when it came time to actually start that transition from their name into my name, it was fairly smooth.
Okay. So a lot of prep work went into it, though, as far as...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, the majority of the business is running the business, not the paperwork behind
right.
the...
Okay. Well, we're talking to Eric Anderson, who is the owner-manager of Stux mm-hmm. Pizza here in Appleton. We're going to take a short break and get back in just a moment. You are listening to the Biz Talk with Score radio show here on WHBY 1150, talk radio here in the Appleton.
...lies in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And good morning and welcome again to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. Sitting in for Tony Bush is John Burns from our SCORE chapter. And our guest today is Eric Anderson, the owner-operator of Stuck's Pizza. We'll be getting back to Eric in just a moment, but first I just want to take a minute or two to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Just to bring you up to date, right now we have about 52 mentors that are involved with SCORE. These people have provide insight and information and experience in just about any area of business that you may have some problems or questions, including anything in the area of intellectual property, IT. We also have people who are highly skilled in cash flow management, human relations, working with all of the different management problems that businesses face. So what we need to do is have you just give us a contact, especially through our website, which is SCORE, foxcities.score.org, and put in a request for the type of assistance that you need. We'll be more than happy then to get back to you in about a couple of days and make sure we connect you with the right person who can meet just the needs that you have. We are all volunteers, and so every once in a while it might take a day or two to get back to you, but we will get to you, so be patient. Like I said, right now, with 51 members, we cover a 7-county area and are more than happy. And oh, by the way, yes, our mentoring is a free service, no charge, and it is for the life of your business. So it's not just a one-shot opportunity. And so we're there to help people start their business and grow their business. So that's SCORE. Again, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org and fill out a request for consulting, and we'll be more than happy to work with you. Okay, with that said, I'd like to get back to our guest today, who I did find out was a SCORE client. So, Eric, you said you worked with SCORE way back when?
Yeah, when I first found out about or first started making the transition of the business from Ron and Pam over to myself, I got a hold of the SCORE representatives to make sure I had all my T's crossed and I's dotted.
Okay.
And gave them a call, met with a gentleman by the name of Gene Jessup.
Okay.
And he was very helpful, make sure that, you know, he systematically went through each step of the business transition to make sure I knew what was going on.
Okay.
So he gave me a lot of confidence. That was really the most powerful part of it.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's one of the values of SCORE right now. We're very happy to be able to have you say that about us. One of the things, of course, with Gene was one of the old-time members. He brought me into this organization. with Gene and all the rest of us, of course, we're going to be celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But anyway, so we helped you get in. One of the things I noticed that you do is you really have to differentiate who you are. It's a very competitive marketplace out there for your particular product. What makes Stuck different? What's the thing that that makes you stand out?
Yeah, pizza is definitely a competitive market. I'd say in the past 10 years, we've had 10 new pizza places open up just on College Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't there anymore, which has been kind of nice. But what separates Stuck's most notably is the quality of our ingredients. The stuff that we, the food that we use to make our product is genuinely better than your typical chain pizza place would use. A lot of our products are locally sourced, and I think the most notable thing is that we make everything from scratch. We try to start with your raw product and then make our product out of that rather than using something that you could just, you know, bag in box or a recipe that was pre-designed.
Mm-hmm. So, and the styles of pizza that you offer?
Yeah, that's another thing that makes Stuck's different is that we combine multiple different types of pizza all into one house. So we've offering, you know, the New York style hand tossed. We've got our thin crust. We've got our Chicago style deep dish. We've got our calzones.
Okay.
So we're bringing a bunch of different pizza flavors all into the same place.
Okay.
So our customers have access.
All right. So you got a? Do you have a full menu line or just?
Oh yeah, full menu line: pasta, sub sandwiches, the whole nine yards.
Okay. John had a question about. You mentioned the hand tossed pizza. I don't know if you want to ask that or not, John.
Yeah, I guess I always had the question: what did the hand tossing do to it? Is it, you know, is it what you wash your hands with prior to? Or
that's funny. The actual tossing of the dough is used to stretch it. Stretch it out. It doesn't really change the flavor too much of the dough, if anything, but what you want is that thickness on the edge of the crust.
Okay.
So when you toss it up by hand, the centrifugal force kind of carries that dough out to the edge.
Okay. So it's kind of thinner in the center and then the thicker at the crust.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's something that is fun to watch.
Yeah, that, definitely. It's an excitement factor.
So you have people, you know, are people able to watch your preparers?
The way I've got my kitchen set up, no.
No.
You can kind of, if you peek around, you can see it, but otherwise, no.
Okay. And you say New York style. Again, what's the difference with that?
New York style is more your traditional style. You're going to find that at a lot of your chain pizza places. That's the crust with the extra dough on that edge. And then kind of normal in the center.
So, but you do spend a lot of your marketing and so on in making sure that differentiation is well known by people. They understand the difference between you and these other sites.
Yeah, most definitely. I think every advertisement I talk about, the different styles of crust, because that's the foundation of pizza right there.
What kind of advertising? What do you use as far as your marketing? What are your targets? How do you handle it?
I think some of my best marketing has been the coupon magazines. I do a few different coupon offers, some of the fundraising offers that we have in the town. So those bring a lot of new faces to me, as well as, you know, give our loyal customers kind of a little break on the price, you know, as those coupons come out. That's been really instrumental.
Okay, so using that, now again, that's a different marketing technique than a lot of people use, rather than the traditional, you know, with newspaper or radio or even. Do you use much of the social media today?
Yeah, definitely. Yelp and TripAdvisor, those online review sites have been really powerful. I took a vacation about 2 months ago, and every day of vacation, I opened up the Yelp app to find a restaurant to eat at.
Okay.
So that's been my main focus, as well as Facebook. We like to keep new things that are coming out as a focus point on our Facebook ad.
Okay, so you're using a number of techniques to get
the
word
definitely.
Out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's real simple, too, and quick.
Okay. Well, great. We're talking to Eric Anderson from Stuck's Pizza here in the Fox Cities, and you're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more. Let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. We have John Burns from the Score Center with us today as my co-host. And our guest today is Eric Anderson. Eric is with Stuck's Pizza. We're going to get back to Eric in just a moment, but I just want to take a second to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on as far as Score. In addition to the mentoring programs that we also have a number of seminars and special programs that we do throughout the year. And it seems like we're getting into the busy season. Coming up on April the 19th, we have a special program we're doing in partnership with CAP Services here in the Fox Cities. The program is going to be recognizing predatory lending practices. It's going to be a program from 9 a.m. until 7 a.m. I'm sorry, from 7 to 9 in the morning. It's going to be held out at Clintonville. And it is a combination, as I said, through CAP Services and SCORE. We're going to be talking about what you need to know as a small business as far as borrowing funds and how to recognize predatory lending. It's going to be out at Clintonville. For information on that and to register, we'd ask you to go out to the foxcities.score.org website, or also you can go out to the site for CAP Services, and that is capservices.org, and they can help you register for that. The program is free, and I said that's in the morning on April the 19th. Also coming up is going to be a really big program for SCORE. We are celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. On May 3rd, we're going to have a reception and client recognition night, where we're going to be inviting a number of our clients to the program, recognize them for their success over the years, and have a lot of information information about SCORE, the history and background and some of the things that we did. That program is going to be held at Liberty Hall. It's going to be on Tuesday, May 3rd, from registration from 5 to 6, recognition program from 6 to 7:30, and then just general networking and meeting SCORE from 7:30 to 9. That program is also in partnership with Fox Communities Credit Union, one of our sponsors, and we're going to be co-hosting with them. So again, invite you to register for that. That program is free, but we do ask you to register. Again, go out to the foxcities.score.org to register. Finally, real quick, and as I said, we have a lot of stuff going on. There's a special program that's coming up. It's a partnership that SCORE is having with the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce and Fox West Chamber of Commerce, coming up on May 19th. That's a Thursday. We're going to be holding a panel session called Take Your Business to the Next Step. It's going to be held at the Grand Meridian. It'll be in the morning, registration at 7:30, running until 9:30. On the panel, we're going to be having Amanda Butts, who is from Stellar Blue, to talk about how to use your website and social media. Amy Peach, who is from the Venture Center, will be there also. Chris Allen, who is a loan officer from Fox Communities Credit Union. We also have Tony Bush, our co-host, will be there talking about cash flow management. And also Kevin Eisman from Epiphany Law will be there to talk about the legal aspects of your business. That program, as I said, is going to be a panel session, and it is does have a charge of $10. For the chamber members, $20 for those who are not members. And again, to register for that one, we would recommend you go out to marketing at Fox West Chamber, or you can also go out to conta.cc, which is a connection for the Heart of the, for the Fox West Chamber or the Heart of the Valley Chamber. Again, for information on that, contact either or both of those, or you can also check in on the SCORE, the foxcities.score.org site. So a lot of things going on, keeping those things in mind, but for right now, we're going to get back to the guests that we have. A reminder, if you have any questions for Eric or for John or myself, you can get a hold of us at 281-1150 here in Appleton or at the Metro, the TDS Metrocom line at 1-866-887-1150. So with all that said, I'm going to get back to our guest. Eric, good to have you here with us again. Yeah. We were talking a little bit about how you got into the business and so on. A lot of questions come up when you start talking about transitions, some of the planning, some of the work that goes into it. What things did you find as you were going along, things that you had to do that were either, you know, interesting, difficult, or a problem?
Gosh, there were so many aspects towards getting to that transition point that I had to have under my belt. You know, one, the operations of the restaurant. I had been doing that for the 10 years. So I was really good at, you know, managing the kitchen and the product and keeping the flow of everything happening on that end. And I think that's why I stood out as a good candidate to take over the rest of the business. When I started getting involved in the back of the house, you know, the payroll, the cash flow management and that kind of stuff, that was a whole new world to me. Now numbers are pretty concrete, so it was easy to sit down and see the direction that Ron and Pam had been taking the business. So I decided, you know, if I'm going to take this over, I'm going to continue in that same direction because mm-hmm. they're already successful. But there were a lot of new things I did have to learn, as far as, just managing the budgets, okay. making sure that we had enough money to put into the things that we needed to keep the business going, equipment repairs, okay. staffing.
Well, when we talk about, of course, new businesses and so on like that, one of the biggest problems is always funding. How do you find the money to put this together? Yours was a little unique. How did you handle the funding situation for you to be able to take over the business?
Yeah, it was a really unique situation, and very fortunate on my side, but I did have to work for it. But it was a seller-financed transition. Okay. So what that meant is the previous owners were willing to basically sign the restaurant over to my name and allow me to work off the debt.
Okay.
So it's almost like indentured servitude, but.
No, that, that gives you a pretty good incentive to keep things rolling right
along. Exactly it.
Did they stay with the business for a period of time after the transition?
Yeah, there were several years where they still lived here in the Valley area, and I was in contact with them daily. So it was probably about 2 years worth of transition where they held my hand.
Okay, great. That's great to have that kind of strength.
Yeah, did you consider that as a critical item in taking, like, if would you suggest to anybody else buying out a business to make sure that they have access to the prior owners?
Oh, most definitely. The knowledge that they had was uncomparable. So, I mean, really being able to lean on them as a resource for, you know, not only new things that I wanted to do, but, hey, I might be screwing something up or forgotten to do something that they always kept going. So it was very, very instrumental being able to stay in contact with them and get good ideas from them moving forward.
Okay. And in your process, did you develop a business plan?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That was one of the first things to sit down. Now, I mean, part of the business plan is we're going to make pizza.
Right.
So that didn't really change. But as far as what direction I wanted to take the company, that was the core of my business plan.
Okay. And when you did that, was expanding part of your goal?
Yeah.
That time?
Yeah. That was the number one thing I wanted to do when I first got involved with the actual business itself. I think Stux is such a great product personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still eat the pizza 3-4 times a week. So I wanted to expand and just provide more access to the product.
Okay. What led you to that expansion out where you are now?
Oh, that was really neat. Neat little setup. Our second restaurant out in the Neenah area.
What
American
is the address
Drive.
On that?
What's that?
What's the address on that?
1395 West American Drive. That was a neat little expansion there. What happened is I've been running the business for about 2 years, and I was approached by some of our customers, and they had an idea or a concept for Holidays Pub and Grill, and they wanted to serve Stux Pizza in addition to their own menu. So they approached me and asked, hey, how about we're going to build this building out here. How about you build a carryout restaurant right next to our restaurant? And I liked the idea. It fit within my business plan as far as expansion goes.
Mm-hmm.
So we went ahead and did that, and it's been a really good marriage ever since.
How is that? I know the area out there has been a little slow in growing. Mm-hmm. How did that fit into your business plan? Have you met your goals, or have you had to readjust as you go along? Most of the people put their business plan on the shelf and don't dust it off every day.
How often
do you play with that?
I do still think back to it. I have put it on a shelf, and it did get a little dusty, but I would say we've exceeded our goals of that of that business plan originally. I don't feel as though I set my goals too low either. I set them kind of right in par with what I was doing with my Appleton restaurant. And, you know, just as time has gone, we've exceeded those goals. And it's time to kind of renew that, you know, take a look at that again.
You want to give me those locations again one more time?
Yeah, definitely. We're on College Avenue. 110 North Douglas Street is our Appleton location, corner of College and Douglas. 735-9272. Or our NIDA location is 1395 West American Drive. And that's 725-2215.
Okay. And what are your hours? When are you open?
Gotcha. We're open 11 a.m. Every day of the week.
Okay.
Depends if we close at 9 or 10. Monday, Tuesday, we close at 9.
Okay. All righty. So good availability whenever you start getting hungry for that pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also, we're just talking off the side here, that at the Appleton location, you do have a full menu in addition to just the pizzas.
Yeah, definitely. At our Appleton location, we also offer our full bakery, which has some really nice cakes and desserts that we make from scratch, as well as our full pasta line. So we've got some really good homemade spaghetti and meatballs. We do some really neat Italian dinners over there, too.
Right.
No lasagna. Sorry, though.
That sounds like a fantastic menu, though, so it sounds very, very good.
Yeah.
Eric, back again on your new location that you opened, how did you ensure that it was going to operate like the one that your main location or your original location?
Gotcha. Well, I took the concept of our Appleton store and how the pizza kitchen ran and kind of made some subtle modifications. The second location is more focused on carry out. So it was a little bit simpler of a design. So I was able to create a nice flow on paper. And then as far as maintaining the same policies and all those principles, what I did when I first opened the store is I took about I want to say a handful, 9-10 employees from the Appleton restaurant and kind of injected them into that restaurant for the first couple months. So they were already familiar with how to run the store.
Okay.
And then as well as my guidance being there. Mm-hmm. So then as time went on, we started to add new employees, and they just very, very quickly accustomed themselves to how we did things.
Along with that, how do you onboard your new employees? Do you have a process? Is there a certain way that you ensure?
Yeah, most definitely. Any new employee that comes in, obviously we go through the interview process to select who we're going to hire. Once we've selected someone, we sit down with them and we go through a number of our key policies as far as how the company works. Once we get through those, we kind of give them an introduction to how the kitchen is set up and the flow of the kitchen. So they're familiar with, you know, where things are and how it's supposed to look before they even start working. Okay. And then once they get started working, we take them through a systematic training procedure.
Okay. Yeah. And with that, everybody today is having problems finding employees. How is that situation affecting you? Are you having trouble, or is it? Are you finding good staff? What's your secret, and how are you doing it?
That's really interesting. Staffing a restaurant is a little different, I think, than staffing a more professional type industry. You know, a lot of our employees are the high school age students, and you know, as time would have it, the shift has been to the internet. So a lot of the employees that we find are either from advertisements on Facebook or, you know, Craigslist. Some of those mm-hmm. internet forums is where we are able to draw people from.
Okay.
The other side of finding employees in a restaurant is your management. You got to have fun managers.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant work is not easy. You get sweaty, you get dirty. So you got to have a good balance of a good fun manager to okay. bring those people in.
So and the attitude that you try to inspire is to enjoy the place.
Yeah, yeah. Care about what you're doing and enjoy it.
Okay, and you pass that right on down through from mm-hmm. through the staff. Because I know your comment here is, don't eat more, just eat better.
Yeah.
And you kind of promote that with the staff that you have?
Yeah, definitely. Where that came from is I look at a lot of other pizza places, and they're always trying to give you the, you know, 12 pizzas for, you know, $3 a pizza, and I was like, well, I don't want to eat more. I just want to eat better.
Yeah,
so okay. that's where our pizza is a better quality product. You don't have to eat as much. You can eat less, so it kind of kills two birds with one stone if you're on a diet.
Okay, great. That's a wonderful way to get that done. And are most of the employees then full-time, part-time, or how do you handle that?
Majority of our employees are part-timers.
Okay.
So.
Just the other area then when it comes to running a business like this, and we talked a little bit about that, and that is family. We asked, you know, you're not a member of the original family. You've mm-hmm. taken it over. But as far as your family is concerned, how does that go into how you work with the business? How does your family come into it?
Gotcha. They're a critical component to, you know, one, keeping me going and keeping me energized. You know, my wife takes care of the kids at home, so having her be able to manage the household allows me the freedom to be where I need to be to make sure that restaurant runs properly. My mother's an accountant, so she helps me on that side of things with the business. And my brother's an artist, so he's got the creative aspect.
Wow.
So I can really draw from my extended family even mm-hmm. as far as their experiences go.
So that's good. You have a lot of help, a lot of support, I would hope, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Okay, so you have long hours and so on. Have you found that is pluses or minuses when it comes to your family, how they work with you on it?
Oh, definitely. There's both pluses and minuses. Weekends are a hard thing for restaurateurs, mm-hmm. and that's when everyone else wants to go out and do things. So sometimes it can be a little difficult to plan family dinners on the weekends. Mm-hmm. But overall, them allowing me to have the flexibility to do what I need to do
okay.
to run that restaurant has really been helpful.
Great. So you got the planning, you got the backing, you got the support mm-hmm. that you need. That's a wonderful situation to have for mm-hmm. for a business owner. With that note, I'm going to take a last break here. We're going to be coming back in just a moment then to finish things up. But for right now, you are listening to Biz Talk here on 1150 WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back again for the last segment here of the Biz Talk radio program this morning. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And I just need to take a couple minutes here just to say thank you to the sponsors that we have for the Biz Talk show. They're the people that help make this possible for us. First, a thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union, with offices both here in the Appleton and in Green Bay area. Also, Albertson Hailing CPAs, business accountants who can help you with all of your small business tax needs. Also, Legal Business Edge for the legal needs that you have out there. Sarah DeBruin, attorney helping small businesses succeed. We also want to thank Bank First National with their brand new office out by the Fox Cities Mall. They've been joining us this year. Also, a quick thank you to Candeo Marketing, Zach and his people out there who are the ones who put together the Biz Talk with Score website. And we'd ask you to take a look out there. You can also listen to past programs that we have archived on that particular website. And then also, finally, we'd like to thank the people over at the Business News. That is a periodical published every 2 weeks, has all of the business activity going on throughout the Northeast, covering about 17 counties in the Northeast Wisconsin area, keeping businesses up to date. So again, we want to thank them for all their help in bringing the Biz Talk program to you. With that said, I'd like to take a minute, get right back to our guest to kind of wrap things up. We're talking to Eric Anderson, the owner manager of Stuck's Pizza. Eric, we talked a little bit about you know, how you've developed and where you're going. Question for you: where do you see things in the next couple years? Where are you headed?
Gotcha. Well, as I expanded to the second restaurant, I realized that we needed to kind of organize the business a little bit more in the back end. So in the next 5 to 10 years, I'd really like to see, you know, the ability to expand to a third or a fourth location become more of a reality.
Okay. And how do we get in contact with you?
Probably the best way to ask us questions at the restaurant is to go to our website at stucks.net, and that's STUCS.net, and just use our contact us page.
Okay. Last point, real quick. Yeah.
Well, one of the things we do at this point is a biz tip, and we're wondering what you have that you would offer to other potential business owners.
Yeah, most definitely. I think the one thing I've learned in running this business is it's not a job to me anymore. This is my lifestyle. So everything that I do is revolving around how I run this business and what I can do.
Okay, so it's a lifetime project.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay. Well, Eric, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. Also, John Burns, our mentor from SCORE. You've been listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.